This is a recast of the 1600-word piece, Construct a Solar-Powered Water Feature for Your Garden from Midwest Pond Features. This article provides a step-by-step guide for constructing a solar-powered water feature for a garden. Let's listen in.
The article talks about how to construct a solar-powered water feature for your garden, a step-by-step guide. Solar-powered garden features are becoming increasingly popular as people look for environmentally friendly ways to improve their outdoor living spaces.
Solar energy is a sustainable source of energy that can be used to power various outdoor equipment, such as water features. It can reduce your environmental impact and save money on your electricity bill. Plus, it's easy to install and requires little maintenance.
There are various types of solar-powered water features available on the market, but we'll focus on three: the bubbling, the disappearing water fountain, and the solar-powered pond fountain. The first is a small fountain that uses a pump to circulate water from the base to the top of the fountain, creating a bubbling sound. The second is a unique feature that creates the illusion of a floating rock. The third is a larger feature that adds a beautiful aesthetic to any pond or pool.
To construct a solar-powered water feature for your garden, you'll need a container, rock or stone, water pump, tubing, fountain head, solar panel, and waterproof sealant.
Regarding containers, various options are available, including pots, bowls, and other outdoor fountain decor items. When selecting the rock for your feature, consider the style of your garden and the aesthetic you want to achieve.
Once you've chosen the container and rocks for your feature, it's time to prepare them. Clean the container and rocks thoroughly, remove any dirt or debris that may have accumulated, and create drainage holes in the bottom of the pot if needed.
Then add a layer of gravel or other drainage material to the bottom of the container to help drainage and prevent soil from washing out. After that, arrange the rocks in the container until you find a configuration you like.
That's all there is to it. With these steps, you can construct your own solar-powered water feature for your garden.
Right. You want to make sure the feature fits into the overall aesthetic, so take a look at the surrounding landscape. It's also important that the flat surfaces of the rocks are facing the desired direction. And of course, avoid placing it in direct sunlight, as this can dry out the container quickly and eventually damage the plants.
So you've placed your feature in the ideal location. Now it's time to install the pump and solar panel. First off, choose a pump that is strong enough to circulate water through your feature.
Then set up the sump and reservoir for holding the water. Connect the pump to the sump and attach hoses and tubing to the pump, connecting them to other water features like a waterfall or a fountain. After that, simply fill up your reservoir with water and turn on the pump to check if there are any leaks.
That's not all, though. To ensure proper water flow and minimal leaks, you should inspect all connections for proper fittings and secure sealing. Make sure the water is at the proper level, as an empty pump can cause it to burn out. You should also check the flow rate on your pump and adjust accordingly with the size of your feature and length of the hose.
Installing a backflow preventer can also help prevent water from flowing in reverse and causing potential spillages. And as for charging time, it usually takes 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight for your solar panel to be fully charged. On cloudy days, your feature may not work as well as usual, so it's best to place your solar panel in an area where it gets maximum sunlight.